This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is a great day. We are live in Orlando, Florida, with the one and only Ray Higdon showed up with a cameo. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's your wife's birthday, you lunatic.
I know.
Aren't you in trouble?
No. I told her I had this very big podcaster in town.
Holy
And I told her how nervous I was, but, she said, face your fears, it's faith over your time, and so I came down here.
You are all spiritual now and transformed and making all the right decisions and loving Jesus and doing the whole deal.
That's true.
How's that working for you?
It's fantastic.
Like it?
I do.
You promise?
I promise.
But you're not scared?
Oh, I'm always scared.
Have you lost any friends?
Lost. I don't know. If you lose them, are they friends? I don't know. We've definitely had some customers not like it, or clients or students. As far as friends, I don't think I've lost any friends.
Can people still come to this event tomorrow?
People are still buying tickets. I just saw someone picked up, I should have grabbed their name. Someone just picked up a Super VIP ticket.
Really?
And yeah, virtual course, people are going nuts on.
So it is going to be incredible. Yeah. And excited.
I'm excited.
Get people to your event. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah, you got big time on here.
You know you're important when a big guy comes by. He's just awesome. All right. I love you.
Later, guys.
God bless you. He's amazing. And there are going to be a lot of people there. You ought to get a ticket and go. Ogden Thompson, you and I have some really, really interesting conversations. The guy that calls me out on saying stupid stuff and saying, Tom, would you please just use your head before the words come out of your mouth? And I want to thank you publicly for that, because I don't think before I speak, but I have got, I'm one of those guys that is so just completely allergic to everybody standing on the lake, watching these people swim out in the middle of that lake, drowning, two fingers up, three fingers, ready to die, and either they swim out of there or they drown. And either way, the people never do anything except ride on the coattails of those people out in the middle of the lake. If they make it out, they say, I told you so. And if they drown, they say, I told you so. They're always right. So don't be those people. Let's just take a conversation here. This industry is so crazy with all the crypto and all the securities and all the influence people think they've got. It's a mess. And I think Kevin is the perfect guy to talk straight about what's going on out there and how great a time in this is, but also how dangerous it is. So, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
I couldn't be better. And thanks for having me on. I always love our conversation. Can I suggest you maybe close out some of your apps, maybe, because that might help with your computer.
Am I chopping you guys out?
Just a little bit. That's just a suggestion. Okay. But no, I've been looking forward to this conversation. I appreciate the invite. You fire the first question. What do you want to talk about?
How much influence so many of these figures have that all of a sudden they're making $1 million check or larger or, a lot of money. And as a result of that, they've got this credibility among their peers, which is significant because everybody wants to make that kind of money. But all of a sudden, they become stockbrokers. They become this. They become advisors, not realizing that they're leading people off a cliff. And if you don't really know what you're talking about and you haven't really vetted and due diligence, don't talk, because it just makes you look bad. If it what is it still good?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good. Yeah. Denise gave me the finger. So at the end of the day, I think that's a problem that we start out with. Just understand how valuable your influence is, everybody. And just be very careful, because people are always watching you morally, spiritually, financially, everything. Right, Kevin?
Hey, I'm on board. So in your promo post, you mentioned cancel culture. I don't view this discussion being in the same family as cancel culture. Okay. Cancel culture is political speech, and it's unpopular, and so they debank you, they kick you off a social media platform, they take away your voice. What we're talking about here is just some measure of accountability, which our industry has really not had in the 15 years that I've been working at it, and you've been doing it a lot longer, Tom. And what I observe is a misalignment of incentives. And let me explain what that means. There's really not much of an incentive for people that know better, or people that know, period. And I put you in this category. I put Troy Dooley in this category. I put myself in this category. People that know when something's off, there's not much of an incentive to speak up, because odds are the bad companies can operate for a very long time before the law catches up. And when people do speak up, they're the ones that are attacked, not the company. So I've done this, first of all, in my opinion, I don't think I do it enough. I don't call out enough companies. I see problems, and usually I bite my tongue. IX Global is one of them. I saw that, and I don't think it's fraud. I'm going to come out and say it's not a fraudulent enterprise, but I knew there was an SEC issue, that these guys were violating the securities laws by offering investment contracts. Our firm, we had two clients that I can think of that also sold or wanted to sell software mining nodes. And we did the research and we said, look, I don't care what IX Global's doing. You guys can't do this. This violates the Howey test. Because there's a central entity really driving the value of the token. And those clients listen. Now, what's the value of that? It's invaluable. And so my point is, IX Global, I saw it, didn't say anything. Every now and then I'll spout off, and then I remind myself why I don't do it. So Omega Pro was an example. I very publicly said, this is a – can I cuss on your program? Probably not.
No, it's the FCC thing. Sorry.
Yeah. I was like, this is a shit program. This is a shit program. And when people speak out against a company, we get attacked. Because the participants in the business, it's like a cult following. Rewind a few years ago, I did a blog post about crypto and network marketing. And the OneCoin people just flipped their lid because they thought, rightfully so, I was speaking about their program. And I literally had my wife stalked by a OneCoin cult member. It's awful. And so the incentives aren't there for people that know to speak up. And you're in this category because, Tom, I know you're smart enough, and you've been pitched some of these programs. You're smart enough not to participate, but you're not going to say anything. And I respect that, and I understand it. If Mel Atwood every now and then will pop his head up and come after a company. And when I see courage, I try to support it, because I know how hard it is. And so, but the point I'm making is we have a misalignment of incentives. And I think as an industry, we would learn better if we had open discussions about some of these companies. In particular, this is my last point, 'cause I know I can ramble. When it comes to product-based companies, there's an ocean of gray which separates good from bad, right? You can't really say, well, that company's a pyramid scheme. It's debatable. But when it comes to financial assets, I think that's very clear territory, where when a network marketing company is offering some sort of financial asset as a product, that's a problem. And we shouldn't allow it. These people shouldn't be allowed in civil society. I'm not saying we cancel them, but there should be some social harm. Like if you step on stage and you get paid $500,000 to do a training for a Ponzi scheme, man, you should know better. And I think it's important to have a conversation about that so people learn. You know, this industry, we've been around for a long time, but we're very slow learners because there's just not much good information out there.
Okay, so talk about it a little bit. I mean, I look at the companies out there, whether it was companies that are being accused of being Ponzi schemes right now with the FTC and the various things going on, the Nayora thing, people like that, or going all the way back. How do you know it's a Ponzi scheme until they finally come in and say it was a Ponzi scheme? And then everybody comes back and says, well, I told you, or it wasn't either, depending on what they believe. I don't believe most of these people had any idea that they were promoting a Ponzi scheme. I don't think that any of these guys are that caliber guys that want to promote or whatever. I don't believe that, Kevin.
Well, when you say, and I'm a lawyer now, so I take everything you say literally, when you say everybody's piling on, I really don't think enough people pile on when these companies sink. I take your point, because when Omega Pro crashed, you're right. There was a lot of people that said, see, I told you so. I understand your point. Your question is, how can people know if it's a Ponzi or not? And like I said earlier, pyramid, you don't. Okay, so I will give people benefit of the doubt. If a real product is being sold in a traditional network marketing format, that is hard. And let's just pick on trainers. That is hard for a trainer who is hired to train a field to discern legit company or not. I didn't think Vima was a pyramid scheme. Still don't think they are. I didn't think Nayora was a pyramid scheme. Same with Advocare. So when companies are busted and they don't deserve it, I defend the industry. But when it comes to financial assets, this is such well-plotted soil that, okay, you get one bite of the apple. And I rewind back to 2012. Okay, Zeke was confusing. Even I knew Zeke was off, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And now in hindsight, of course, it's obvious, right? People spending $10,000 on vaporware, right? It's obvious. But back then, it was such a new concept that our immune system, the industry's immune system, hadn't really developed. Zeke went down, and we developed immunity, and all the other penny auction Ponzi's died.
Right.
Right. So I do understand the idea of empathy and giving people the ability to learn. But at some point, right, you swing and you miss once, okay, that's a mistake. Twice, you're either slow or dumb or you're lying. And then three, four, five times, I mean, it's you're a serial problem.
Let's take a quick break. Hold on, we got to take a quick break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. This is the Legacy Leadership Show. Adrian's at a dude ranch riding horses. I'm happy to be here in Orlando. We're coming back right after this. Stick around. We got Kevin Thompson with us.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Kevin Thompson, and he's astounded at the length of that break because it was just great not having to take long breaks. Which? Richard used to hate those long commercials because he didn't want to buy, so we got rid of it because of him. But we're talking about responsibility of knowing what is a Ponzi scheme, what is a this or that, and I'm just telling you guys, I don't know. So you think what's going forward, hindsight's 2020, going forward, is anything for sure in that bad stuff, Kevin, that you just believe is going to have trouble?
I think products with legitimate value are fine. When it comes to a business that HQ's in Dubai, because America has too strict of regulation, if they're hiring an American trainer, we should assume that they're targeting American consumers. Can we at least establish a baseline that network marketing companies that dabble in financial assets are illegal? And I think you would agree with that. And Tom, you were pitched IX Global.
Yeah.
You didn't do it.
No. Nope.
You were pitched Omega Pro.
Yeah.
You didn't do it. So you have immunity. The reason why a lot of other people don't have that immunity is because guys like us, in my opinion, we don't communicate enough. So what I want to accomplish here is we can at least agree that if a company is in the UAE and they're dealing with, hey, you put X dollars in, you pull Y dollars out, we've got to get to the point as an industry where we don't tolerate that. And we do. We did. We tolerated it. Well, it's Dubai, and so there's no regulation there. It's okay. The regulation in America is set up, it's evolved over 80 years. And yes, some of it's stupid, but it's based on good principles of protecting consumers. And if a business can't pass U.S. standards, we shouldn't be promoting it. And I think, you know, people, blessing a company with their presence on stage. And I've been invited to speak at companies. And I'm like, this is a terrible company, not doing it. If a speaker blesses a company with their presence, that needs to be interpreted as an endorsement, and they need to be careful. Speakers need to be careful with their presence.
Okay, so, wow. What do you guys think about that? I mean, in the comments, do you just walk out of I don't understand, Kevin. You're just taking these companies that are popping up out of wherever and just saying, we're not going to do it because they're trying to circumvent the U.S. laws.
Right. I think that's the safest assumption, unless they're selling some traditional products, health and wellness, weight loss. One rule of thumb, this isn't a legal doctrine, but based on my experience, if the cost to participate exceeds $3,000, that's not really compatible with network marketing rules. And, of course, Omega Pro is $50,000 plus. Another thing is this is the value, and this is where a lot of people don't like this opinion of mine. And you might fall in this category. I think Behind MLM does a really valuable service because he calls these people out and he puts them on the website.
Constantly.
So at least there's a record. You can say, oh, this person was at Omega Pro. Now this person's at Trader's Domain. Maybe I shouldn't follow him to the third company. And that's where the whole social harm comes in. And because guys like you and I aren't talking about it, it doesn't get learned. And that's, I think that's a valuable function that Behind MLM does. It highlights this stuff.
Okay, so what about track cards? Somebody asked about that in the comments. You got any opinion there?
No opinion on that one. No.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I want to read something. Because somebody literally called me a cheese eater today and a spineless human being, and I'm not going to tell you his name, but I'm going to read you. Uh-oh. 30 seconds. We're going to read this right after the break. I'm a terrible talk host. We really need Adrian, but I'm going to read it right after the break because I want you guys to not be afraid to tell me off. I mean, I want to be better, and the way to be better is to be better and listen to people and help protect the profession, which needs it sometimes. How much time do I have, hon? So we'll come back right after this. She's a terrible timekeeper. She's got this. So she's way over there. Go sit in front of me. We're coming back right after this. This is the Thing of the Leadership Radio Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News Update. More than 1,000 people were killed and hundreds injured in an earthquake that rocked Morocco. The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. Former President Donald Trump is reiterating his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
You know, if I was in third or fourth place, or if I wasn't running, I'd be living the life of Riley. I'd be living a beautiful life. They wouldn't indict me. They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump is calling it interference in the electoral process. SpaceX lit up the night sky with the launch of another set of Starlink satellites from Florida's Space Coast. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 internet satellites blasted off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Friday night. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show.
And I've got Denise. I want to thank our producer because she's just right on top of this thing. And we've got Kevin Thompson with us. And I'm going to start doing my job and putting the comments on the bottom of the page, doing all the shots. But you guys, we really appreciate you watching this. We have got to up the compliance, the integrity, and do this business so it's around for the long term. Don't be afraid to get mad. Talk about it.
Yeah, great question. How do we allow innovation in our industry? And the thinking is, if a company's doing something new, maybe it looks illegal. I want to bring up IX Global again. And Joseph Martinez, the CEO, seems like a good man. And he served our country. And I think men that serve our country deserve full benefit of the doubt. But he has said publicly he received numerous opinions from lawyers, not all good. So some lawyers told him not to do it. Some lawyers told him, yeah, it's okay. I think if I'm in the field at IX Global, I'd like to know if there's risk. And these companies, people need to understand, these companies have an incentive to not disclose everything, right? And that company in particular, they're not disclosing the risk that they're in right now in SEC litigation. They're still operating, saying, hey, everything's going to be fine. It ain't going to be fine. You're being sued by the SEC and your assets are frozen. It's not fine. So I think trusting the leadership is very, very important. And if the concept, to the question in particular, if the concept is innovative, then seek a third-party opinion. Distributors can hire lawyers themselves. They shouldn't take the owner's word at face value. They should do their own homework. Talk to people. What do you think about this? And learn about the risk. I think that's really important. We provide a lot of resources on our website. When we see themes emerge, I try to write about it because it forces me to learn. So crypto and MLM, we've written more than everybody. And unfortunately, we've got a lot of great lawyers in our profession. They just don't communicate a whole lot. Jeffrey Badner did. He's no longer with us, and that's a shame. But a lot of resources are on our website about legal network marketing. If a suspicion is that the thing is illegal, then be careful. Trust your instincts.
Yeah. Here's what the guy wrote me today. As Dr. Martin Luther King said so well, our lives begin today. The day we become silent about things that matter. That's what you're saying. As you know, I believe that distributor leaders are silent about things that matter, considering the sheep like following all the way to a slaughter. I love Evan T. He's a smart guy, but he nor you nor any ML leader is fixing or attempt to fix this rapid injustice of in MLM contracts. If you are, please educate me on what you're doing. The only solution I'm aware of is that brave, ethical MLM leaders, of which you aren't, educate and rally their teams to quit their companies if changes in contracts are made. It's only through that type of leverage they will capitulate. I have several stories regarding this basic truth. Feel free to call if you want. And so this guy's just basically saying, Tom, you're hiding under a rock. We have got to and tell these companies that we mean business, and the policies and procedures are really written heavily. The companies aside, and they're almost the same. They've taken away rights on everybody. And this guy lost $20 million to a company, and it upset him deeply, and he's dedicated his life to making sure it doesn't happen to anybody else. And we need to be brave like you were at OneCoin and the way that you are. We need to get louder and braver, correct?
Yeah, when it comes to contracts, there's strength in numbers, and distributors typically do not organize and demand changes in contracts. That's the problem, and it could be an opportunity. But these provisions are enforceable, so that's not really what he wanted to hear.
Yeah. Now, do we have any rights as distributors, really? I mean, do we have a shot, or do the policies and procedures just need to get – they need to be rewritten to serve both sides of the coin?
You know, I've seen owners try to use their policies as a plus. Like, hey, we're very pro-distributor. Come over here. We're not like those other companies. And then they change their colors once they get an organization. Because then when the organization's there and people start to leave, they're like, holy crap, we got to protect our organization. And then they flip-flop. So I can't point to a single owner that really is pro-distributor that's pulled out a lot of these provisions that have some teeth to them. And you asked me, do distributors have rights? You're an independent contractor. It's the same as the painter of your house. You can easy to hire, easy to fire. That's the sad truth. And everything hinges on what's in that contract. There's a comment on the screen, Jimmy Dupree's, if a company offers you 30% per year, then it's a Ponzi scheme. If a company offers you 3% a year, it's illegal. Forget Ponzi. This industry is not designed to handle financial assets. Full stop. There's two categories that act on top of my mind that are sacred in America. One is healthcare. So when it comes to treated diseases, there's a regulated process for that. You've got licensed doctors. You've got licensed pharmaceuticals. We can talk about all the problems there we want, but the law is designed to have a very narrow lane for people to treat diseases. The other sacred territory is financial assets. When it comes to people's hard-earned money and how that money is allocated, that is highly regulated. And companies in our industry have zero business dabbling in assets. There are companies that offer education. That's legal. You can train people on Forex trading. You can train people on even crypto if you want. But the moment there's any kind of a promise of a return, even if the company discloses, hey, look, you can lose your ass here, even if there's a disclosure, it's not compatible with network marketing. And so at a minimum, as an industry, we have to at least get to the point where we don't tolerate that. And I think that goes 80% of the way of solving a lot of our problems.
So going back to NA or the DSA or any one of these associations, there's just no way any of those have the power to actually affect any kind of change, correct?
What was the first part of your question?
Well, just all these, I've got all kinds of people saying we need an association that's going to help us fight back and have all these rules and all these laws, but, you know, it's just such a self-serving deal. It's almost impossible to have anybody.
I wouldn't say impossible. I think an association can give a seal of approval of companies that have favorable agreements. Maybe that's something the A&MP can do, right? Like we approve of these companies that have agreed to certain contract restrictions, right? That could happen. But it hadn't happened yet, but it could happen.
What about this deal that said it's called MM something something? I can't remember what it was. Someone asked me about it a couple of days ago.
Master resellers.
What is that deal? I mean, it just seems like they're just stepping up saying we can do whatever we want.
From what little I know of it, and this is where I'm really speaking out of school here, when somebody buys their material, they have rights to that material and they can do whatever they want with it. It's almost like buying a franchise, minus the restrictions that are there for a franchise. And so I think you have people buying this thing and they're promoting it in aggressive ways and it's causing trouble. So you're seeing network marketing companies, basically it's a sales tool. So you're seeing companies like Arbonne is one of them saying, hey, we do not want our leaders pushing this material. And in Arbonne's defense, you've got two different pay opportunities. And usually when you have two pay opportunities, they compete. And it's not congruent. You've got the Arbonne opportunity and you've got this other thing. It just doesn't work. So I've heard about this company. They're kind of new and they're making some noise. Richard said a good comment here. It's on the screen. One way to judge a new program is look at the characters promoting it. It's often the same cast of clowns. I think that's the value of the social harm. That's the value behind MLM. And yeah, there's some people on the receiving end of a bad article and they don't like it, but you can at least follow the personalities. And typically, you're not going to see somebody promote a Ponzi scheme and then reform and promote something more traditional and safe. They tend to repeat the pattern because those returns and the numbers, it's like cocaine. It's a high and they can't get off it. So if a leader, if an owner has a checkered past, personally, I'd stay away. But I have a low tolerance for risk. My most important asset, it's my relationships. And before I lead people to a company run by somebody who's had some serious trouble in the past, I'm just not going to do it. With banks, in order to be FDIC licensed or insured, the board has to be impeccable. And I think the same standards should apply to our industry.
You know, I can't think of many people that are only in one opportunity right now, Kevin, because there's just so many out there and there's everybody's pitched in multiples to income. You have any thoughts on that? I mean, it's hard to build two huge organizations in network marketing. You've got affiliate programs that throw a little cash at people. You know, what do you think of all that?
It just depends on the policies. I mean, some companies allow it, and if they allow it, by all means, pursue other opportunities. But you as a field leader, you would know more than I. There's nothing illegal about pursuing multiple opportunities. The question is, I've just never met somebody successfully do it, right? One butt can't ride two horses. So I'm always skeptical when I hear the whole multiple streams of income thing. For me, I've got multiple streams of income. I've got some real estate holdings, okay? That doesn't compete with my legal business. But if I was trying to be a lawyer for two different law firms, it's impossible.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree 100% with that. I think you got to do what you're good at. You got to do what you know. You got to do everything you can to help your business. If there's some affiliate program underneath your business that's going to complement it, great. But I just think that getting all carried away with being a 1,500 different things to people is just going to confuse them and going to confuse your team and really dilute your leadership. So we're going to come back right after this. It is the Legacy Leadership Show. That's not very legacy leadership because Adrian's not here. But I will tell you one thing right now. I love Kevin Thompson. He is the man, and we are going to make this thing better. We've got one more segment coming up. Stick around. Here we go.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. We're talking about my great wife with the one and only Kevin Thompson. And what a man. I mean, brave, not afraid to step to the fray, telling everybody with influence to use your influence wisely because people are watching you. And for God's sake, don't take anybody's word on anything but what you're good at, which is probably network marketing for anything. Just because your friend got in a deal and made a lot of money doesn't mean it's a good deal. It means your friend got in a deal and made a lot of money. And don't let stuff into your organization, what your culture is. If you possibly, you know, I look at Sven Goble, he sent me a private message, actually a public message, and beat me up a little bit a couple of days ago. Which made me think, and that's all I want, is people giving me completely transparent communication. So thank you, Sven. And Richard Brook is back. I see a comment. But so take it away, Kevin. Anything? We got a couple segments left. What do we want to talk about?
No, I think we've covered a lot of bases. I think I started by saying the incentives just aren't there for people to publicly trash bad companies. We don't do it enough, and I've been guilty of this. You know, for example, IX Global, I saw that train wreck coming and didn't say anything. You saw it coming. You didn't say anything because when you speak out, we're the ones that get canceled. Just say something bad about LiveGood. Watch what happens. They come after you. And so, you know, the DSA tried to have the self-regulatory council. So it's this third-party entity that polices the space. And when they see bad behavior, they send a letter and they report it to the FTC. It hadn't really worked because none of us are following that thing, myself included. So there's when the it's the DSSRC. When they pop a company, there's really no news. So that's not – I think it's important for us to have more courage to at least ask the tough questions. What makes this thing legal? Like, should we be promoting a company that promises a return on the investment, right? Or should we be promoting a company that sells tokens tied to oil rigs in Texas, right? Or natural gas rigs or whatever they're called, right? But people – we mistakenly want to trust – charismatic people, and we get let off a cliff every single time. So this is where it's important for influencers like trainers. When they speak at a conference, they need to make damn sure that the stage they're on is funded by legitimate money. It's a good company because they'll sink with the ship if it goes down, at least socially. There's going to be some harm. So I think the best of us, the people that have been in this profession for a long time, need to exercise good judgment. And that's not too tall of an ask, I don't think.
No, I don't think it's a hard ask at all. And you are responsible. I mean, let's face facts. You're making a giant amount of money. And you're in scope far and wide. And everybody's watching you all the time. And to be able to get wiped out in 1 second as a result of a bad decision is not fair. And I have to look at the character of individuals all the time because they made one mistake. And I do not believe that defines them or I would be completely gone because I was and am a lunatic. But at the same time, the people that keep doing it over and over and over again,
like Richard and Kevin just said, that's the tell right there. They just, it's whack-a-mole. They know that there's got all these idiots. It's going to follow them again to the next dumb deal. That's where we can probably mess up a little bit, don't you think, Kev?
I agree. And another challenge that we have, the good company owners, we don't see their good decisions publicly. So they don't get the praise they deserve. You and I have a mutual friend. I'm biased, but it's my brother-in-law, Bob Dickey. When Bob has a question, it's not what can I get away with. It's what's the right thing. Every single time, it's what's the right thing. And if it's in the gray, he ain't doing it. And nobody, now they know because we talked about it, but nobody knows who he is, and nobody knows that kind of judgment, the kind of person that he is. Those kinds of people exist. I don't want to give any other names. I have some in mind, but they're clients of mine. And I see these people under stress. And I'll give you an example without giving a name. This man, he's a black man, and he didn't have to help a distributor who was being targeted by another company. He didn't have to help. And he said, if people didn't take a chance for people like me, I wouldn't be here. Right? It was a matter of principle. And he put his foot down and he protected that person. And he didn't have to do it. That's admirable. Those stories don't spread. The stories that spread, it's the charismatic leader with an audience of 10,000 people in Dubai. Oh my gosh, 10,000 people for this amazing, innovative blockchain thing. That's what gets the attention, and I think that's a problem. So we need to highlight the good. We need to shun the bad.
All right, we're going to hang on. Okay, you guys, I have no idea who the guest is next week. So we've got that one out of the way. So just come back next week, and it'll be a surprise, and I'll text you and tell you who it is. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you all next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.